Today's date is May the 20th, 1977. The time is 9:50 a.m. I am interviewing Dr. H. Mebane Turner, President of the University of Baltimore. Dr. Turner, do I have your permission and consent to conduct this interview?
You certainly do, Mr. Brown.
Dr. Turner, when and where were you born?
I was born in Danville, Virginia.
What year?
1930.
How large a family did your parents have?
I was an only child.
How was it for you growing up as being the only child?
Pretty soft.
Was your father or mother in education?
My mother taught school until she married. My father was in the tobacco business.
Did your mother motivate you towards your educational career?
I really can't say that she did. She tried to motivate me, but I'm afraid I was more interested in other things until towards the end of my college career.
Is your father and mother still living today?
They're both still living and reside in Richmond, Virginia.
Did you pay your way through school?
No, I was fortunate. My father was in a position to do that for me.
Were you an A student, B student, or C student?
All of the above, one time or another, and you could add D and F.
Okay. I understand you received your B?
Bachelor of Divinity?
Yes, from University of Virginia.
I got my Bachelor's of Science from University of Virginia.
And correct.
And Bachelor of Divinity from Union Seminary in New York City.
I understand also that you were a member of the wrestling team. Did you wrestle at the University of Virginia?
Yes, I participated both in football and wrestling during the 4 years I was at Virginia.
And you also received your MA degree from Columbia University. What area of study was that in?
In higher education.
And also you received your PhD from American University.
I got the Doctor of Education, Jim. I was at night school for a number of years when I was working with George Mason College, part of the University of Virginia at that time. And I commuted in like a lot of our people do or have done to Washington, D.C. Two or three nights a week, and over a period of about 3.5 years managed to finish the program.
What field of work were you in before your arrival at the University of Baltimore?
I was Dean of Students, Director of Admissions at George Mason College. It's now George Mason University and has been separated from the University of Virginia.
I see. And when were you appointed president of the University of Baltimore?
In the fall of 1969.
In your opinion, Dr. Turner, should education be directed towards specialization or a broader general area?
Well, I think the person today needs a fairly broad educational background, but it depends on what extent you're speaking of. Now, it certainly is necessary for an individual to be trained to do something reasonably well, or they're going to have some, very poor chances in the job market. I think that's just a fact of life. But the better and the more initiative that a person takes in broadening him or herself, the better chance they will have in their particular job, I think. At least that's my opinion. Mm-hmm. And because they will have a broader base to help them make decisions or to conduct themselves in their particular business opportunities. For instance, a chap that's an accountant but also is adept at public speaking is certainly going to be better than the chap who may be just as good as an accountant but has difficulty presenting his views.
I see. And what goals do you have for the University of Baltimore?
Well, we have a reasonably broad base of offerings. Now that we are in the upper divisional, that is the third and fourth year concept with the graduate programs that we have, we are primarily a career-oriented institution, but we still have a broad base, say, of the liberal arts curricula that we can offer. But I think that we are going to find in the state of Maryland that there will be more and more specialization by the various institutions of the state, and that the student wishing to broaden himself or herself or seeking, say, dance, they wouldn't come here. But if a student was seeking a career in business or recreation, leisure studies, they would come here. Now,
sure.
If the state continues just to broadcast its resources all over the place, then they won't have as strong an offering, strong a program as they might if they concentrate. So I think we'll be the institution that the state follows at that will be concentrating in public administration, business, things of that nature.
I follow your thinking. How and why did you get involved with the penal system in Maryland?
Well, the mayor asked me back in, I guess, the summer of 1972, when the jail board president at that time resigned, if I would take over the responsibility. And I thought it was a civic responsibility and something that the president of the University of Baltimore ought to do, that quite frankly it would help bring some attention to the University of Baltimore. Not quite the attention that it got there for a short period of time, but we've done, I think, a reasonable job on the jail board, and that is all the new members that came on at that time. The jail at the present time is running pretty well. I'll knock on wood here.
Okay.
So that I don't think the university has been hurt at all. Matt, perhaps has been enhanced somewhat in terms of the public's view of it by somebody like myself serving on the board.
Mm-hmm. Other than your parents, Dr. Turner, who had the most effect on your life?
Well, I think two or three professors at the University of Virginia, coaches and things like that when I was there, were strong influences. And the institution itself, I was fortunate to attend what I think was a school that was right for me, and it had a great effect on me. So I think the honor system there and the other things such as that, the history of the place, the atmosphere of the place, were very good for me and have affected all my life since that time.
What person, living or dead, do you most admire?
Well, that's an interesting question. I don't know that I could give you a specific answer to that.
I know, it's a... Well, okay. Are you pleased with your personal accomplishments to date?
Well, I'm not dissatisfied with them. I think the things that I would like to do or have done that I haven't been able to work out yet, but in terms of the University of Baltimore, we certainly have been able to see a lot of progress here in the last 10 to 15 years, and I've been a part of it for the last 9, and that in itself, I think, is something to take a great deal of satisfaction in.
What future goals do you have for your future?
I'd like to continue my role at the University of Baltimore, working with all the very fine people that we have here to make this a continually better institution.
Dr. Turner, I thank you for this interview.
Glad to be with you, Jimmy. Thank you for coming by to see me.